coming to you live from the LV Rock Studio in Las Vegas, Nevada. Let's do ourselves a little asshole roll call.
How many assholes we got on this ship anyhow?
Yo!
I knew it, I'm surrounded by assholes.
The Master of Ceremonies, Trencher.
Thanks a lot, Dr. Dickhead, you totally fucked me there.
Resident Shitbag, Murphy.
There's nothing more exhilarating than pointing out the shortcomings of others, is there?
The Deep Thinker, Chief.
God damn it, man! I swear, you guys whip on me 13 or 14 more times, I'm out of here.
And everybody's favorite big monkey, Gorilla.
You had best unfuck yourself, or I will unscrew your head and get down your neck!
And finally, the man, the myth, the minority himself, Dina.
You gotta promise me, no more bullshit.
Hey, Cap, you know I'm cool, but I can take no responsibility for these white devils.
Well, that's it. Sounds like everybody's here. All that's missing is you. Get in the chat room, get on the phones, and get involved. Spankwagon Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's that time again. You're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever, with a lot of normal people and two gay cowboys. Tonight on Spankwagon Radio, we say goodbye to the gorilla as he leaves us for definitely greener and wetter pastures. He's the gay cowboy, people. Want to point that out here. Also tonight, we've got stories of being pussy-whipped. Right, Chief? We'll learn what happens to Murphy when he picks his asshole. Because, ladies and gentlemen, it is time for Spankwagon Radio. You know, I thought that had more to it. You're on.
Yeah.
Am I on?
You're on.
Am I on?
Yeah.
Am I on?
No, I'm on.
There.
I don't hear me.
There
I don't
go.
Hear me.
Help
so that means... Fine. Wait. Are you on the middle mic?
I'm on the...
Get on that mic.
Hello.
Fucking
hello.
There you are.
Jesus Christ. Moron.
Wow.
Fucking too many mics.
How long have you been doing this?
Not long enough.
Long
and
enough.
This is why he's quitting. This is why he's quitting.
Yeah.
So, hey, ladies and gentlemen, it is Friday night. The time here in Vegas is a wonderful 6 o'clock. You're listening to the self-proclaimed greatest internet radio show ever.
Spankwagon Radio.
You're going to miss me.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, well.
Stay working with you.
Hey, am I up?
Fairies are us.
You're up. Oh, you number six? No. Number six is now up.
Look at all this food.
Number six has zero audio. Hold on. You still suck.
Suck!
All right, so
I'm
hey.
I'm entirely sure that I've had enough rum to allow that kind of talk.
All right, so here's how this works, ladies and gentlemen. We have a lot of things you can do to join us during... Yes, I already turned on the air.
I know, I'm just saying it. It's fucking hot.
First off, we have a lot of great shit going on tonight, because what are you doing?
Dude, go over there.
Go over there.
I don't want to be over there. Leave me the fuck alone. Kill you.
He likes rubbing up against
Murphy. He loves rubbing
Murphy
up against Murphy. Maybe we had this relationship
backwards.
For a white guy, he's
getting
a big
boy day.
So So, all right. So here's how it works, ladies and gentlemen. We've got news, topical conversations, topical cream. We have emo faggots. We have gorillas and monkeys. We have Murphy, of course.
Woo!
Yeah, look at that. That's great. We'll have a webcam, and you can chat with us live. We have a cam and chat link. You have to go to spankwagon.net, the official site of Spank Wagon Radio, to get onto that. Once you click on that, you'll be able to chat live with us in a chat room or just sit and watch us because we got the whole webcam thing going on.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yum. So, first off, let's start off. I'm in for those of you who are new to Spank Wagon, because we have a lot of new listeners.
Yes, welcome. We do.
As a matter of fact, let me say this right now. We picked up Lips 106 FM.
Nice.
Lips106radio.com is one of our new syndicates. So let's all say welcome to Lips.
Welcome, Lips.
If you need to tighten, turn off your mic.
Turn off your mic.
No, let
Thank
me.
You.
I
let
love
me.
That name,
I
too.
I know Murphy can't. We'll explain in a minute.
I've got to adjust Murphy's staff.
Stick.
That would be it his is up. Stick.
You've got
That's
the short
fucking
stick.
High as it goes, you
Why don't you just trade it with one of the longer sticks?
Gorilla, you should be used to working with stick
no,
like
no,
that.
No, no, no.
Leave that goddamn one alone!
Take the mic off of the mic stand.
Wow.
Good.
Wow. He can't be taught.
God, this is like watching retards do math. What's one and one, Timmy? Ah! What's one and one? Ooh!
Captain Crunch?
Something like that. All right, so here's how it works. Spankwagon.net is our official site. I said it once. Say it again. Yeah, you beeped. You can go chat with us, Cam. We'll get the Cam up here in a minute.
Sometime today would be great.
By the way, I'm your host, Trencher. Let's do roll call.
I'm Chief.
I'm Gorilla.
And Murphy is still having
and
problems
turn it
with
on.
His stick
yeah.
up
and
his
I'm
ass.
Murphy.
Did you yeah. break more than just your finger?
Dude, I feel like I did.
Okay. Now, I got to say this. This has been probably one of the most disastrous, injury-prone vacations Spank Wagon has ever had. By the way, we're officially starting our third season out of the LV Rock Studios.
Yeah.
Third season, right on. Gay high five.
Maybe we'll get
that's
money.
That's right.
Gay high five.
Word.
Respect knuckles. Word all out. Right.
I'm a smooth pimple, loves the pussy, and tell me here's my black man servant. What?
Wow.
So here we go. Third season starting up, and what we usually do every summer is we take at least a week or more off. Well, this week we took a whole 3 weeks off, thinking this will be great. This will be a wonderful vacation.
Yeah, we'll have a chance to relax and
mellow and
play
veg.
With each other.
What?
Yeah, okay, what? So here's what happens.
What, you guys didn't play?
No.
I told you they weren't going to.
Yes. Here's what happens. First, we find out Gorilla's quitting.
Yeah.
Then
I can't take it anymore.
Then I break my fucking toe.
Yeah. Wait. How exactly did
we'll get
your,
into
because
that.
Because these two are 69, and that's how he got his finger broken.
Wait,
his
toe.
Yeah, toe
it works.
Chief lost his testicles.
Oh, that's true.
They're bronze.
And
naturally.
Murphy broke a finger.
Well, I didn't break a finger. It's a hairline fracture of the knuckle.
Dude, your fucking finger's broken.
Yeah.
Which is odd, because he's a computer geek who has no muscles.
Yeah, what hand is that on?
Left hand.
Well, at least you got lucky there, huh?
Yeah, no shit.
You can still click the mouse while you're whacking off.
Man, hello, daddy.
How do you whack off with a steel splint on your finger?
Very carefully.
I'm right-handed, you dumb shit.
What, I mean, what hand do you use the mouse for on your mouse?
No. He whacks off with his right and sticks the finger up with his left.
Oh!
See?
Got it. All right.
And I'm going to have to switch to the thumb.
See, this way you can put a little...
Well, now you can work on the width.
Little engine on there and make it vibrate for you.
Little engine?
The
a
little
engine.
Could.
He's going to have a fucking two-stroke thumb as opposed to his two-stroke dick. Anyhow. One, two. I'm done. Done. Thank you.
Hey, since this show is starting off right, I'm going to excuse myself for 2 seconds to prep what will be the fun part.
I swear to God, you
show.
Eat a fucking taco again, I'm going to kick your ass.
All right, so here's what happens. You guys want to know, I'll start with the broken toe. Okay, I went on vacation, I left, and I went back home to Iowa. Okay?
Wait, that's still part of the United States, right?
Yes.
Okay,
yes. So, yeah, you went way the fuck out.
Yeah.
I don't go way the fuck out until next year. So, anyhow, I'm doing one of my classic stupid moves. Very classic stupid move.
Bitch, grab me a beer while you're up.
Nice. Phone's ringing. It's Saturday, the day before I fly out. My wife has to fly in from Houston.
This is right before I called you, isn't it?
Yeah. So this is the same day, but like 11 a.m. So anyhow, here I am, and the phone rings. My wife told me, what's he doing out there? My wife told me, hey, I'm going to call you back if my plane gets delayed. There's a lot of thunderstorms here. I'm like, okay. 11 o'clock, the phone rings. I got to get the phone. Kenneth's asleep. You know, he's taking a morning nap. I got to get the phone.
I jump over the baby gate. You know, it's one. It's not one of those ones little doors. It's just a regular baby gate, old fashioned style baby gate. I jump.
So it's about 2 feet tall, right?
Yeah. No, actually, it's about three.
Okay,
but so still,
your little guy's pretty big though, man.
He is, but he still can't get over. Hmm.
Oh, okay. So he doesn't pull like Incredible Hulk. Gets no. all angry, like rips it apart.
Not yet. No, that's probably next week.
Okay.
So I jump over the baby gate and I land wrong on my
baby smash.
I land wrong on my foot, and my pinky toe goes to the side of my foot by about 90 degrees.
So you do.
You know, they're not built to do that.
I know that. So I feel the pain. It feels like I stubbed my toe big time. And I look down and I see my toe sticking way the fuck out here, you know, and I'm like, oh, this fucking hurts. But I'm not hurting too bad yet. I need to reset that toe because you can't go to a hospital for this.
No. So they'd laugh at you.
So I reset the toe.
So did you do the whole Mel
Gibson
thing?
Okay, wait. So how exactly did you
I felt my good toe, and I was like, this is what it's supposed to feel like.
All right.
And I took my pinky toe, and I kind of rotated it in place.
And then you popped it.
Popped it right back in. It popped out, I popped it in, and then I taped it, and it stayed.
All right.
So it stayed. What the fuck? We got booze
yes.
for you guys, and I get water. Sucks to be me.
All right.
So anyhow, I'm, you know, ow. The problem is, though... The absolute problem, I'm trying to pack to go to Iowa. I have to pick up my wife at 9:30 that night.
You still haven't made it to Iowa yet?
No.
Yeah,
this is here in Vegas.
Before.
This is before I even left for vacation. So I have to pack. I have to take care of my kid. Foods and stuff like that. Because it's only noon.
I'm screwed.
And I still have to do laundry. So I'm hobbling around on a foot. And I realize, you know what? I can't keep walking with this thing barefoot. So I grab my hiking boots.
You put your hiking boots on?
Oh, my God.
Stiff soles.
Stiff soles.
A lot of support.
Tons of support. And I tightened them down so tight that I actually bruised the rest of my foot because I had to walk on it wrong.
Nice.
So here I am. I'm crippled for my vacation. Let's hear...
Well, what exactly were you planning on doing on your vacation?
Well, my brother has a bunch of motorcycles.
Okay.
So I was going to go ride those. But you need your left foot to shift.
That's out.
Okay, but with the stiff soles...
No.
But it doesn't work that way?
No,
okay.
Because you still have to use the top of your feet.
I don't care.
Think about when you shift up in a motorcycle, you instinctively lift your foot. Well, when you lift your foot, you're lifting all your toes
as
well.
You couldn't have contacted a gorilla for some fucking Percocet or something?
No. I dealt with that. I had enough ibuprofen 800s and Vicodins. I was set. I didn't feel a thing once I popped
it. But you can't ride a bike on that shit.
But you can't ride a bike on that shit.
Is that a tweet?
And then I was also hoping to go do some bicycling with a bunch of friends.
All right.
And there's no way in fuck you could do that.
Yeah.
Bicycling?
Wait.
Like 10-speed? Like
dirt biking, right?
Yeah, my mountain bike.
Okay.
What?
He's an accomplished biker.
Why don't you look
into accomplished,
the camera so
everybody can see? Do we need to test you for steroids?
Speaking of which, I have a solution for... I know why Landis is in trouble with steroids.
Okay.
Because he's taking steroids?
No. The reason he has more than normal testosterone is the French are so used to testing an American with one nut.
Yeah, that's true.
He has two nuts. That's why it's double.
Twice the amount of testosterone. That makes sense.
Okay, now, I'm sorry.
Lance
Armstrong.
I had only one nut. Okay. Landis has both nuts.
Both.
So therefore, twice the testosterone has. Gotta stretch that joke.
It's a boom boom time.
Okay, what are you guys drinking? God. What are you drinking?
These are car bombs. Irish car bombs. For those of you playing at home, who's
driving you home?
Oh, my wife's coming to pick me and the monkey up.
It's
a half pint of Guinness, and you take a shot glass, half of Jameson, half of Bailey's, drop it in there and chuck it back.
Ooh, oh, it's good.
Irish chocolate milk.
Before it caramelizes.
But yeah, you have to drink fast or else it gets chunky.
Yeah, you don't want that. That's some wicked shit.
So this would be to the beginning of the end of the gorilla. Why don't you go ahead and count us down there, buddy?
I need a water.
Get him a water.
Five. No. Drink.
I'm not drinking without you.
You're not drinking without me.
We started this together.
Fine. I'll get some
fucking
water.
Someone's
going
to give me water. Thank you. Thank you
very much.
Imagine
that. The gay guy gets the water. Bitch.
Gay guy. Okay, mister.
Everybody hurts. Sometimes.
All right. So you're listening to Spank Wagon Radio. We're going to get through everybody's story because we've all had a great... Most of us have had a pretty decent vacation.
I had a great vacation.
You were in China. Picking up little boys?
No.
Thank you for the water.
Third season, you're still in some.
However, everybody... You have no idea how much
I hate this song now. Murph! Thank you.
All right.
Because it reminds you of
So are we going to do these shots or...
I know you're working one finger. But you have one big... Yeah, right.
Water high. Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, for you out there, it's been a pleasure being on the radio with you guys.
Five.
Oh, four. Three, oh, shit. Do it.
Two,
just
one.
Fucking do it.
Bitches.
That's right.
You started first,
you cheated.
Bitch.
You're, it doesn't count. All
right,
it really fucking doesn't count.
You can ask him. It really doesn't matter when you guys start. I'm going to win.
Okay, so one car bomb down.
He doesn't have a gag reflex anymore.
Oh, that's because he sucks a lot up. Anywho.
Exactly. All
right, so that's my story.
No, no. Everybody in China looks like they're like between the ages of 10 and 12.
Everybody looks like they're 12. I bet you were just in fucking boner heaven.
No.
Yeah, definitely.
Dude, that's not cool.
Look at the way he's looking.
However.
Damn kids.
No, seriously. I have more programs to work between now, so it's a...
However, I mean, everybody out there is like, what the... What are you doing over there?
That's fucking him, you fucking Nemo faggot. Look at him.
Well, we go on. Come
okay,
on.
Okay, so everybody looks like between the age of 10 and 12.
Make fun of me 12 more times.
Daddy, stop, Daddy.
And
oh,
I was
Daddy.
Talking,
wait, they're
and I was talking
they're
to Gorilla. Yeah, I was talking to Gorilla.
No,
I was
rice,
talking
Daddy.
To Gorilla before the show, and he asked me, you know, if everybody really was, you know, like really, really little, and they are.
Midgets.
Except I'd say about 10, maybe 5% of the population.
You
could say are
10
like,
or 11
wait a minute,
people.
Wait a minute. How can you judge that when you were only over there for fucking 3 weeks?
Dude,
and you've
there's
seen,
like a billion fucking
population?
People
you
over there, okay?
I'll go with Chief on this because the amount of people they have over there, you're going to get a pretty good example.
Yeah. So like maybe one out of 100, one out of 500, whatever, would be like 6'5".
Oh, so in other
yeah,
words...
it'd be like fucking tall.
So basically 10% of the population wasn't your type.
Well, considering my fiance has like 6'5".
Uh-huh.
Three.
And there hey, it is,
no,
ladies
5'3".
And
he
owns 6'3".
No yeah, 6'3", yeah.
So he is dating Yao Ming. I have a question, though. How was the food there?
Okay.
Yo.
And this is something... oh, shit. Exactly. Actually, I did have dog. I could tell you what it would taste like. To actually taste
like
roast
chicken?
Beef. Tastes like roast beef, actually.
Dog
and cat, actually.
You had dog and cat.
Yeah.
Why'd you have dog and cat?
Well, dude, it's either that
so
or fucking like some kind of slimy stuff.
That looks good.
Yeah.
You're a sick fuck.
Hey, you know, when in Rome, you know, there it is. No, I mean, China was a really interesting place. It did have dog, did have cat. You know, that was a lot of
fun.
Did
you try goat?
Did you eat any beaver?
no comment, Mr. Senator.
Wait a minute. Wait, you're... Hey, that reminds me. Anybody who wants to call in, let's open up the phone lines. For those of you who want to play along with us live, especially when we get to the roundtable conversations... Call us 1-866-587-6257. That's our... every time!
Ow!
That one we have to put on 50.
Fucking metal
fist. Put that one on 50, metal fist.
Well, it's that particular one's very...
50. Oh, my God.
I
think
this man needs another Irish car bomb.
No, I think we're done with those for him. All right, so here's how this works out.
Okay.
You eat dog, you eat cat, but you don't eat beaver.
Exactly. No. I don't know. They didn't offer beaver. They offered goat. They offered, you know.
You missed that one, didn't you?
No.
You went right
yeah, I know. I got it. I just, you know, decided to bypass it. No, the food, believe it or not, was not spicy at all. It was flavorful, but it was not spicy.
So what was a typical meal?
Typical meal, a lot of vegetables. Mm-hmm. They had chicken. You know, they had pork, dog, cat.
Did they have chicken in China? The
yeah.
Chinese chicken?
Chinese chicken.
Have a drumstick in your brain starts clicking. Yeah.
Oh, God. Yes. Yes, they had all. No, you know, they had some slimy stuff, and they had some, you know, they had the orange chicken, sesame, you know, fried pork,
does
whatever.
Does it taste
but.
Any different than Panda
Panda Express?
Panda.
Actually, yeah, it does. It doesn't taste all freaking freeze-dried. And
so it tastes more doggish?
Yeah. It was very rural. Of course, you know, in places like Shanghai.
What a beautiful party. Little cock doggies.
There were no cock doggies in China.
Yeah,
or at least I wasn't in that part of China. They might actually have those.
I got a question, though.
Yes.
The dog you did eat, I mean, is this like free-range mutt? Or was this like, do they have like farms? Do they have dog farms like we have for cows and pigs? Is there a dog confinement lot in China?
I really do think that they actually, you know, come from a certain breeding stock
okay,
of a
dog.
And
that's the next question.
What type
question.
Of dog did you have?
What kind of dog did you eat?
I don't know.
I'll have cream of collie.
You eat a dog, but you don't know what it is?
I'll Dude, have, you know, it was one of those things where they put it in front of you, and you eat it, and...
Can I get a Benji on toast? Thank you!
Personally, I would have gone for German and have a little dachshund, but, you know, I... was
Who the fuck has a cell phone on?
That.
And he's answering it?
My name is Gorilla. I'm a faggot. Gorilla's 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 a faggot.
Hi-ho, hi-ho, hi-ho. Gorilla's a faggot.
I got to get him on the phone.
Self-proclaimed, everybody.
Yep.
Self-proclaimed.
All right, so.
All right. No, the biggest disappointment was that it wasn't spicy. Like, everybody talks about Chinese food. Like, oh, it's so spicy. Oh, it burns your mouth. No.
Wait, they all talk French?
Yes.
They all talk French.
They talk like French people.
Oh, the Chinese is so spicy.
Yes, they do. No, I mean, and that was a big disappointment because it makes me wish that I had brought a bottle of Tabasco sauce or something because, I mean,
but, hey, think about it now, though. You couldn't bring a bottle of Tabasco
wait
sauce.
Wait a minute.
Imagine, because they think I blow up the fucking plane.
Imagine that. So we'll a Spanish guy goes to China and wants Tabasco sauce.
But, yeah.
Surprise me not.
Dude, I was expecting to be a little more spicy.
What was... Okay, I mean, everybody can go online and read what China's fucking like.
No
I mean,
salsa, man.
But let me ask...
Let me shut up.
Yes, sir.
Did you get try that green shit, that guag? What is it?
Wasabi? That'd be Japanese, actually.
Whatever. Did you still try it?
No, they didn't. I didn't go to a sushi place in fucking China.
So you had dog cooked?
Yeah. It was actually kind of Mongolian stir-fried kind of thing.
Where did you go to get cooked dog?
It was a restaurant.
What restaurant?
Chief is gay.
Yeah, you have your own sound clip there, buddy.
That's pretty fucking awesome.
Chief is gay.
When did you put that together?
That is you.
Yeah, I kind
of
figured.
I just clipped it out of when I was doing the best of stuff. I found it.
And here I'm going, Donovan is gay, and all of a sudden you have that already pre-made.
No, I don't have Donovan's gay. I have
Chief is gay.
That's what I have.
Nice.
Wow.
I also have somewhere I have you saying the show is gay.
Wow.
So,
believe it or not. Whoa.
All right. So seriously,
believe it or not.
Hey, guys,
though,
guys, let's let him finish the story.
No, the food was actually really good. It just wasn't spicy.
Okay.
And that was the biggest problem.
Now,
I had
enough
with
for the food.
Okay.
Like, I got to ask.
I was a pussy.
I wouldn't know. I did not have any happy endings.
We're talking about the cat, you sicko.
Jackass.
Oh. Well, the pussy.
Yeah, your balls are clipped.
The pussy tasted a lot like Bow Wow there.
Okay.
Yeah. So it tastes like roast beef.
So cats taste like dogs.
Cat was actually like chicken. Cat was a little stringy.
Yeah.
Dog was a little more chewy, I guess you could say.
Okay.
But I mean, I didn't even know I had eaten it until after the meal. I mean, it was they kind of brought it out to you. You eat it.
You ate dog, you Western pig.
Yes.
Makes good sense. All right, so what was the best, best thing you saw? Like the one thing that your jaw hit the fucking floor and knocked out three little Chinese men.
They would be the proper height for that.
That would be the porn site.
I think the coolest thing about China was probably going to the Shaolin Temple.
Oh.
Yes. Except I don't have any tattoos to prove it.
They didn't confuse you for a monk?
No, actually.
He's bald. He must be one of us.
No, because I was dressed like a Westerner. You know, all those monk guys, they have the freaking monk outfits
did they
or
talk
something.
Like David
they're
Cassidy?
Orange burka-like deals.
Yeah, orange, gray. They had a bunch of different colors. We couldn't really figure out exactly what
he was. So were they all training in their, like you see a row of purple
dude,
doing. Like,
some motherfucker, green. One of those monk motherfuckers, was doing handstand push-ups on his freaking index fingers.
What?
Yes.
That's how I broke this one.
I thought you had that up. Oh, wait. That's
he did.
No, seriously.
Never sneeze while giving yourself anal love.
Poor Murphy.
All
right. I mean, they were crazy. I mean, these guys, like, train like, since they're, like,
index
freaking,
finger
like...
finger push-ups.
Yes. No, I mean, the guy is like, doing a handstand on his fucking index fingers doing push-ups.
All right, so... That was your vacation.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's move on to Murphy.
I basically, clipped together that audio, hung out, broke my finger.
You know, I got to say that the best of for the past year was a damn good show.
Yes. I tried to get as much in there as possible. You know, I know a lot of the guys wanted more Claude.
We just got someone going skizzle. This show is terrible.
Oh, well.
This show is terrible?
This show is terrible. Off.
Wow.
Sucks to be you.
We had the best of show, you know, some people wanted more Claude. I wanted to get some Claude in there, and I did want to get the wedding announcement because I felt that was one of the highlights of the year. I mean, that is kind of a big deal.
It is a huge deal.
Wedding announcement?
Yeah,
you were here.
You were here when he said he was getting married to the girl that we set him up with.
Yeah,
who the
fuck's
on drugs?
I remember that.
Seriously. No, but you know what? We, you know, the best of audio was a lot of fun to put together. I wish I would have had.
Why are we all yelling and talking really fast?
You know what?
I do not know why we are yelling and talking really fast. We must make the show go faster.
You know what it is? It's the first show.
It's the first show back.
Excited.
Yeah. Timing's all
Gorilla's leaving. We've had a couple shots.
Wait, are you excited because he's leaving?
Fuck yeah.
You
Nobody else is going to fucking beat him up and call him a gay faggot.
That's what we're for.
No, they
he's
will.
Speechless, well, you aren't you, bitch?
But yeah, the best of audio was a lot of fun to put together. I'm glad I had a lot of time for that. And, you know, the gorilla came over. He helped me pick some stuff out and got him to do a little voiceover. I was doing it off of the mic built into the laptop, so I didn't have any.
Yeah, the audio was shit for you, but at least, you know what?
That's kind of the point
of
it.
That's kind of the point of it. You know, it sounded really good.
It's like,
and,
fuck you. I'm not going into the studio to do this shit.
Yeah.
We don't have a production booth. You know, like I said, I did manage to, I have a hairline fracture in my knuckle on my left pointer finger, index finger. Last night I was in bed with the wife and, a little heavy petting was going on.
My ass, dude. Tell
yeah, no way.
Yeah.
Wait,
shut up
heavy,
and let me finish.
Heavy
How
petting
do you go from heavy petting in your bed to sticking your hand in the ceiling?
Will you shut up and listen?
Yes, sir.
So the wife's, her,
anus.
Yeah, thanks. Her birth control pills, the prescription ran out. Her doctor wants her to go back in for a pap smear before he gives her, or she gives her another one. So,
so
Jackie hasn't
had,
well, shut up and fucking listen. So she hasn't had time to go into the doctor yet. So we're laying there in bed. Yeah, go ahead. What do you,
why does it look like you're always trying to sniff his tits?
He keeps wanting to see the, he didn't bring it. You don't have your contacts in, didn't you?
No.
Doesn't have his contacts in, doesn't have his glasses in, and wants to keep
fucking tell
me
about
chat.
The story, fucker.
So we're, you know, a little heavy petting's going on. You know, as I say to her, honey, let's get the party started, which is.
Call me gorilla.
Which is code for suck a little cock, will you, honey? And so she's like, okay, honey? I'm like, yeah. She says, you need to go get a condom. I'm like, condom, yes! I jump up out of bed, and as I leap up out of bed, I am not a short guy by any fucking means.
No, you're not. You're about 6 foot even.
More like 6'2", dude. Closer to 6'3".
Okay.
Jump up, stick my hand in the air, and I stick my hand
in
the
ceiling
fan.
Wait a minute. What? Are you like cheering like the Toyota
cheer? I'm leaping off the bed. I'm leaping off the bed.
I love what you do for me. Jackie!
Dude, if you were having sex with my wife, dude, you'd be fucking jumping up and down every time you got to have sex, too. So I'm leaping off the bed, and my hands are in the air, and my finger is bent, but I stick the knuckle right into the metal that connects the fan to the blade. And I go in there, and I grab the condom, and I come back out, and I play through the pain, goddammit. And can you turn the AC up a little bit? Dude, I am fucking cooking under these lights. And, all in all, it was really good. A good sex, and so I...
Wait a minute. We got to stop. Just stop everything. We had a listener in here. Skizzle was the name. Oh. And he's a listener through our brand new syndicate, Lips 106 FM, lips106radio.com. And they're complaining that we need to make the show more interesting.
Now, who's complaining? Is this Lips or the
no,
user?
No. Lips is. I don't know. I don't know because you know.
Guy or girl.
I'm assume. I don't know who Skizzle is either. I'm assuming Lips has either listened to the show or has been you know, listened to us or heard someone talk highly of us. Therefore, you kind of know what you're getting into. If we lose a syndicate after this, I'm going to be surprised. But anyhow, this person goes.
Won't
what's
the
complaint?
Time.
He's filing a complaint, like a legitimate, honest to God complaint to make the show more interesting. Okay. What can we do? Wait. We need to think about it. We got to break. No, we're four fucking intelligent hosts.
Okay.
Three and a half, yes.
We need to figure out what would this person want to hear? Now, we need to get this person either to
That's
call
true.
Us. And matter of fact, we're going to ask Lips 106.
Get that person on the phone.
That's
you
right.
You had best unfuck yourself or I will unscrew your head and check down your neck.
I want this person to call in and let us know how we can
pass
improve
on this
the
number,
show.
Please. 1-866-587-6257. Here's the quote.
Right.
I want a show that isn't a waste of radio and your station's airtime.
Now, wait, was that Lips saying make the show more interesting?
Oh.
God damn it, monkey.
No, this is coming from this person named Skizzle who.
Yeah, but I see in there he's filing a complaint and Lips says make the show more interesting. I'm wondering if that's Lips suggesting we make the show more interesting.
I think Lips is saying. For the other person. I'm assuming Lips is saying it for the other person. You know?
Wow.
But that's interesting. I don't think we've ever gotten a complaint.
I don't think so.
A verbal complaint. I mean, we've scared people off
are the
before.
Other listeners
yes.
sticking up for
we
us?
Pissed,
oh,
we
no.
pissed plenty of people
fun,
off.
You know, get a couple of cocktails in me, start a fire in someone's kitchen, maybe go to SeaWorld, take my pants off.
We pissed people off before.
We really have pissed people
we
off.
We pissed each other we, off before.
Yes.
I mean,
we've what have we done? We've gotten people physically ill in studio
we've
and at
titties.
Home.
Yes.
We've titties.
You know, we've had tons of different strippers and very interesting personalities through the 6 years that we've been on the air, or almost 6 years now. I guess, Lips, all we can ask, you know, is to...
Call us up, buddy.
Have the guy or gal, I don't even know who that is, call us. 1-866-587-6257 and tell us, what do you expect to hear? Because...
Or anybody. This is interesting. Actually, anybody.
Because I don't get a lot of feedback on the show. I don't get a lot of feedback, good or bad, unless it's, like, really good or at the end of the show, people are like, hey, good show. But this is real fucking feedback.
I would like... Any listener out there who thinks that we could improve the show to call in.
Absolutely.
Yeah, let us know. What do you guys want?
The lines are totally open. And
I mean, I was just in China. I didn't see a donkey show, but, you know, they had other stuff there, too. I mean.
Wow. And now huge inflammation has joined
huge
the
inflammation. Well, yes. You know what? Let's be fair. Let's be fair, though.
Can take
later
penicillin
on,
for that.
A little
know?
Later on, everybody who's in the chat room, by going to spankwagon.net, clicking on the cam and chat, you will be able to go in there. Oh, we have a call. Spank Wagon Radio, you're on the air.
Hey, this is Brad from List on SX.
Hey, what's
how's
up?
It going?
What's going on?
So, what's the deal with this listener, Skizzle? Is this one of your usual listeners, or is this...
Actually, I don't want to give out who it is, because
no,
I don't want to...
That's fine.
You know, but basically what most of my listeners are instant messaging me and asking for you guys to make the show more interesting.
Interesting.
And I don't know what that would entitle.
How would we make it more interesting?
Let me ask this. What do your listeners absolutely love? I mean, what's the one thing they hone into on your station?
Would it be radio skits? Would they like some radio skits?
One thing that I found very popular, I used to do the morning show on my station, but it got canceled and blah, 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 blah. One thing that they found very interesting was if you, like, mess with the music, you know what I mean?
Like,
what?
So we need to mess with the music.
No, you know what I mean, though? Like, mess with the music or come up with, like, weird, funny shit. Weird news. And...
You see, I don't know. I mean,
so,
hold on, Murphy, stop. This okay. The problem. How do I say problem? I don't want to say problem, but the issue is like we're more of a talk show now. I will apologize right now. You kind of came in a weird time because we're actually coming back off of a 3 week break.
Well, I know that, but the listeners don't.
So okay, let me. Ladies and gentlemen, all Lips FM listeners. This is your host, Trencher of Spankwagon Radio, telling you to lighten the fuck up, because we're just coming off of a three-week bender.
I can't tell you. It was a three-week bender.
I cannot tell you how much
this is great,
booze
no, but thank you very
I
much.
Drank in China.
We'll get your fucking trip to China. Yada, yada, yada. Goddamn China. You know?
So hold on, Lips. Now this is where I'm going to piss Trencher off, but this is what I do best. So it would be your listeners would prefer if we were to do some of the standard radio bits, like you know, the mandatory Metallica and what I would refer to as the hack radio bits.
I don't get that.
You know, just, I don't know. They just want crazy, wild stuff off the wall.
I'm a naked white man! Fuck me!
So like Morning Zoo Crew kind of stuff?
I have no idea what the hell that is. What are you talking about?
That would be the wacky. Hey, let's go ahead and see. Let's get a battle of the sexes going on. If you think your wife has something to say,
none of that crap.
None of that crap. Okay, okay.
None of that crap. No.
Well, I mean,
I want to narrow this down. This is great stuff.
I have to say, though, I mean, this is constructive criticism.
This is
great. This is how we improve the show.
I know. The guy that lives here, Brad, is like going, "Oh fuck, what the hell am I doing?"
Brad, let me tell you, this is
people on my fucking station.
This is one of the things that's great about because everything that you're saying here and all the stuff that your guys are saying is infuriating me.
Well, oh yeah.
Murphy
is red right now.
Murphy is one of these guys. Like, he will start screaming at anything Clear Channel.
Yeah.
not necessarily Clear
no,
Channel.
No, you will.
I have a problem.
That Clear Channel, though, isn't
amen
it?
To that, brother.
I have a problem with standard radio bits.
Good old
like
zero one.
Like the Tom Likas and the
oh
and
god
the,
Tom Likas
and the Man Cow and the hacky radio bits and the how many hey let's see if we can go ahead and see what's going
well,
on.
Well, let me say
this.
Let me say this. I will say this for your listeners, and we'll let you go and relax and not feel like you're being interrogated by four angry guys.
Or at least, I'm not angry.
Or at least
I'm happy.
I don't feel like I'm being interrogated.
Okay.
I actually find it very interesting.
Well, you're welcome to stay with us for as long as you want. Then,
all right.
Here's the thing.
Welcome.
If and I will say this because I know we tried to get onto your station back in November of 2005.
Yes, actually.
And since then, we have had a co-host change. We have had more co-hosts join the team and party. We have also done bits. We've had Booby the Game, which was one of the great...
Which is getting ready for another round, by the way.
We're getting ready for another round of Booby the Game where we had someone their tits. We've had Suicide Girls on. We have
bands?
We've done the... we beat not only the Mythbusters, but those dudes that did the music to the Soda and Mentos.
Yeah, we beat them to the punch.
We beat that to the punch.
We've also got reoccurring bits. We've got our own little quote-unquote sexpert going on. We're going to have a 40-year-old...
Is the sexpert ever going to show up again?
I don't fucking know. Whatever.
Does she have chlamydia now?
You know what you guys have got?
Hmm?
Try and see if he can get like Sue Johansson. You know, awesome or funny that would be.
Twitchells, we had Twitchells.
Yeah, we had Twitchells, the Twitchells. Tourette's comic, who we will have back in studio when he's out here for his 21st birthday.
Yep. So, but I want to say, give us a chance to all your listeners. I don't know if you want to or not, but
you guys are in my book. You guys are doing all right. The listeners
We've
are the ones
accepted.
That matter, though.
That's
well,
true.
You know what? This is the kind
true.
Of show that people are going to get in a day. This
well,
isn't the kind of show that they're going to get in a week.
I will guarantee.
Which is what I was saying to the listener. It's their first day back, you know, in a long time. We'll see what happens. If they don't like this show, then tune in next week. We'll see what happens.
That's true.
Maybe and like I, it better, you know?
Yep.
And
you.
I actually have to sympathize with you at Lips because, you know, I work in media, and I know how important the ratings are.
Here's how it works out. If you want to know the demographic of the studio right now, you have a tech support geek, you have a TV news director, you have a construction worker, and you have a faggot.
I'm not in construction.
That's a good matchup. That's a good pair.
So
makes a good team.
So we ask your listeners, because you know they are the ones that matter, and you are a listener as well. We look at it that way. Sure, you're a syndicate, but you're a listener as well.
Can you stop sucking this guy's dick?
No.
Yum,
yum. All right, so what is it with you and your...
It's not me. It's
just fucking metal fingers.
Listen to us for a few weeks, pass judgment, and send all of your hate mail to Lips106.
Yeah. Contact us at lips106radio.com. I'll be sure to forward it to you guys.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, yeah. And also,
for
all your listeners out there, if they really want to improve the show, go to www.spankwagon.net. Sign on the forums and let us know.
Please.
Because, I mean, honestly.
Send emails to the station, and we'll just send them right off to you guys.
Perfect. And matter of fact, radio at spankwagon.net.
Yes.
Yeah, send that in.
Send it in. Yeah. All right, we're going to let you go because we do need to cut to a music break. Yes, that wacky thing.
All right, well, it was great talking to you guys. Keep the show going good.
Hey,
right,
thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for taking the time. We appreciate
it. And Skizzle's joined us, and Huge Inflammation says we're a gangbang.
Thanks a lot, Dr. Dickhead. You totally fucked me there.
But I do got to say that if we are a gangbang, I'm sure not getting the satisfaction I need.
And I get to be the top.
All right, so I just cut myself. Let's go ahead.
Faggot.
Murph, do you have some music?
Yeah, I got a little music.
Hit it!
Hit it!
Hit it like your stepmother!
Do it!
Yeah!
We'll be right back.
knows.
Mangina.
You got it up there. The
how many hookers have you brought home like that?
It. Hold on.
How many hookers?
All of them. When it comes to hair, trust me. When it comes to hair, God. I don't have a whole lot of defense myself with my with my blue hair bit. But at least I never fraud.
We'll be right back.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spankwagon Radio.
So it's nice. We had that little bit at the beginning of the show to kind of catch up, let everybody know that, you know, we're still alive, barely, because we all keep breaking bones and eating dog. Of course, this show is the last show for Gorilla, as he is leaving to move to greener pastures.
I'm going to miss you all.
So why don't we move forward? Actually, Murphy, why don't you go ahead, and it looks like, play for us the song, because this week we have Phone-Oki, or Phone-In Karaoke, where you, our listeners, are going to call in and sing for us, just for fun.
You want me to pick something here?
Pick something, let's play it, so they know what to prepare for.
Something cool, something jiving, man.
Something jiving, something cool, huh?
Yeah.
Maybe a little.
Anyone have any suggestions?
Maybe a little Frank Sinatra.
I don't know. You had 3 weeks to think. What? Frank Sinatra? Nice.
What's his name?
Okay. All right.
We got something?
Yeah.
All right. Let's go ahead. What do we have?
Okay. Very simple. Very easy. Oh, no. Wait. We did that one last time. Shit.
What? You get yourself
you
a
just,
shot.
You just
else?
Fucking played. Fucking you were going to play fucking Everclear again?
Yeah, I was going to play Everclear again.
No, we got to have something else.
I was
so
go to the
here's how this works, folks.
Tom fucking Jones.
Spankwagon Radio, you're on the air.
Hey, it's Skiz.
Hey!
What's up, wait. Hey. Okay, let me first, Skiz, hold on a minute. I got to shut Murphy's mic off. Otherwise, you'll never get a word in edgewise, all right?
All right, there we are.
It's just me and Chief.
And Gorilla.
Oh, you want? Okay, go, Gorilla.
Fucking
there. Awesome. Okay, so it's just Chief, myself, and Gorilla. You are like the first person to actually give us actual criticism feedback. Most people don't give us
any
feedback. So, what can we do to make you happy?
I don't know. Right now, this is just like a big mess that you guys got going on. I mean, it's just a whole bunch of random shit you're talking about.
Right.
And I mean, like, none of it's amusing.
Okay. So,
during that break you guys have, you guys got Pussycats playing and your techno?
Yeah.
But this is a rock station.
Okay, the syndicates, the syndicates are different. You know, the syndicates may have a certain format. Spankwagon, we kind of do everything. I mean, literally, we'll go from fucking death metal to Barry Manilow. Shamelessly.
Yes.
So that's kind of the format we do.
All right.
So you have an issue with the fact that we were talking and just trying to catch up on what's happened for the past 3 weeks.
I actually have a question for Skizzle.
Okay.
So I just returned from China. All right, that was pretty crazy.
Oh boy, here we go again.
What would you like to know about China? Or do you just want us to drop that? Or?
Jesus Christ.
Oh, fucker.
Jesus. Okay, look.
I don't care about China.
Yeah, neither do we.
Neither do we, buddy.
All we know is China's stealing our fucking gas and causing problems. But that's another story altogether. So it's unamusing, but that's fair. That's understandable. How many times, when you knew we were going to be played, did you check out anything in our archive?
No, actually, when I knew you guys were going to be played, I was sort of looking forward to hearing it. The Lips 106 guy told me to tune into it, and I told him I would be.
Okay,
and
cool.
Within the first, 10-20 minutes of listening to you guys, I was pretty let down.
Oh, okay. So basically, what kind of radio do you listen to normally? Internet radio excluded, because internet radio is a potpourri of too much stuff.
I actually listen to a whole array of music. I mean, I switch between K-Rock and 95X to 93Q and Hot 107.9.
Okay. So basically, you listen to formatted radio.
Right.
Okay. Wait a minute. You're in New York, right?
Yes, I am.
Do you ever listen to WBAI, or do you even get that up that far?
No, I don't think I get that over here.
Would WUSB come? Is that too far up? I don't know my geography of Long Island well enough, because I don't know how their radio. Anyhow, so I mean, I'm thinking like more free flow. You know?
Do you miss Howard Stern?
No.
No? Do you?
I mean, I tuned into the show every once in a while.
Okay. What about Opie and Anthony?
Never heard of
O&A?
Ever.
Wow.
The largest radio
We shut your mic off for a reason. That means don't talk, Murph.
All right. Even I got banned.
Yeah, you got banned, too, because I actually want to hear what this guy said, not hear your fucking China stories. You ever been to China?
No, I've never been to China.
Do you ever want
to
go?
I don't care to be.
See, thank you. Thank you. I just want to point that out. Only fucking peace Nick hippies want to go to goddamn China.
Fuck you!
And anyway, isn't China more industrialized or getting to be more industrialized every day? So why are you going over there? Don't tell me a mission trip.
No.
I'm still keeping his mic off. I'm saving all of us. So, Murphy is trying to be funny with these whiteboards we have in the studio, but it's just not coming across well at all. So, okay. So you want basically more format and more standardized. Did you think we were a music show or a talk show?
I'm sorry, what was that? I didn't catch that. I was busy reading message.
Okay, you're not even helping out here. All right, so everybody's back on.
Yeah, this guy basically he's looking for fucking hack radio.
Yeah, he's looking for K-Rock and stuff like that. And
dude, I'm not K-Rock.
Well,
radio.
Here's the thing.
Show.
You know, I appreciate Lips as a rock station. I mean, as a matter of fact, we're carried by so many rock stations, but we believe wholeheartedly in mixing the shit up because. Dude,
okay, now wait. You had me shut down. Okay, look. Very simply put, if you are looking for standardized format, you can get it anywhere, pre-processed, pre-packaged, and ready to consume radio for the masses. Do not come to Spankwagon. You will not get your standard little perfect little packages. You will not get the standard hacky radio bits. You won't find us talking with voices like this.
Well, hey, unless how you doing? Huh?
Unless it's Gorilla. You won't find us doing little Battle of the Sexes and the standard fucking wacky morning zoo shit. This is a fucking funny radio show. And if
we have to clarify and quantify the funny. What may be funny to us may not be funny to you, but there's always something.
This has been your public service.
Why are we spending an hour defending ourselves?
Okay. You know what? Fuck that.
All right. So what we're going to do right now, we have the phone and Okie.
Calling karaoke this week. It's going to be... Okay, are we calling it phone and Okie or calling karaoke?
One of the two.
Phonoki. I like Phonoki, dude.
So Phonoki. Here's how Phonoki works. We're going to play a song at the end of the show. We want you to call before the very end of the show and sing the song with us or on your own or however you want to do it.
Or pick somebody you want to
sing. Go ahead, play the song so they know what it is. Ooh, Pearl Jam.
Oh, very nice.
By the way, we are back from a break. Boys, those with car bombs. Hold on. Gorilla needs to go rinse his glass out.
Oh, Jesus. So anyhow, what the Phonoki is elderly woman. And I can't say the whole song.
Oh, elderly woman behind the counter in a small town.
So that's Pearl Jam. Call us up at the end of the show or anytime.
We will,
anytime. 1-866-587-6257. Give us a call. Go ahead and... tell us you want to do the Phonoki. Sing us a song. And to this week, it's Elderly Woman by Pearl Jam.
Yep, that'll
be a
fun one.
So why don't we go ahead? We also want to start off on the roundtable part of the show because, well, you got to cover the news. So why don't we go ahead? Here's how roundtable works. We're going to all discuss a topic or a piece of conversation. What we're going to do then is also include you. If you want to call in and talk, 1-866-587-6257 or simply put 1-866-LV-ROCKS. Give us a call, and you can join the roundtable discussion at any time. So I don't have a news item too handy.
Wait.
I
so
do.
You don't want to fucking hear about me fucking packing, fixing my Camaro?
No, we don't want to hear about that.
We're moving on from that.
Yeah, thanks a lot, you fucking ass wipes.
What do you...
China! Here in Las Vegas, I work for one of the local news stations. So okay. I try to keep in touch with all the things going on in the world. Biggest thing right now, aside from the fucking airline... you know, crap that's going on with fucking terrorists and everything. Security Council, and this is off of Google News, Security Council okays Mideast peace deal. Apparently...
slow down, fucker!
Thank you.
Damn, you are drunk.
The UN Security Council unanimously adopted a resolution Friday that calls for an end to the fighting between Israel and Hezbollah.
It ain't going to happen.
And here's my thing. Hezbollah is an admitted terrorist organization. I don't understand how the UN actually thinks that they're going to honor any kind of deal that they make, because Hezbollah is a Muslim organization,
right?
And I mean, all these Muslim countries are, whether they admit it or not, at war with Israel. They have been for 4,000... Islam was developed in the 1500s. But Islam, has always been doctrinally opposed to a state of a state of Israel.
Right.
And so I don't see how the UN thinks that 15,000 U.S. peacekeepers are going to make any difference between the attacks that are going on in there.
They're not. What they're going to go over there and do, really in all honesty, is just try to put up a front. As far as I'm concerned, the United States has bitch-slapped the UN completely out of relevancy.
And I agree.
With the stupid actions we did to drag ourselves into the Iraq war, we quite literally bitch-slapped them out of the way, ignored them, ignored their inspectors, and they're useless. So 15,000 UN troops?
Yes.
Not going to do a damn thing.
Okay, now that resolution is not signed between Hezbollah and Israel. It's signed between Lebanon and Israel. There's no actual information or indication that Hezbollah have anything to do with it.
However,
let's be fair.
What this will do is this will force Lebanon to take action against Hezbollah. And then Lebanese army will have to work with the UN and with the IDF in flushing out and removing Hezbollah. That's what the goal of this is.
However, I really don't think this is going to work because, I mean, and we ran this news story, you know, multiple times during the week, is that Hezbollah has done actually a lot of things for Lebanon. They built hospitals, they built libraries,
okay,
they built schools.
You know what?
And that's why the organization has such a prevalence in their society.
The Israeli prime minister has accepted the ceasefire deal.
Yes, okay, the Israeli has, but Hezbollah has not. And this isn't
not
a battle.
But it's not to Hezbollah,
exactly.
It's to Lebanon.
It's it's that's a problem. Also, I'm sorry, but Hitler, God, I just pulled Goodwin's Law.
Wow.
Goodwin's Law, he said it. But Hitler rebuilt the infrastructure of Germany.
Yes.
Okay, I mean, I hate using a fucking Nazi reference here, but you can't tell me that a known terrorist organization, oh, they build hospitals. Oh, they do this. Okay. Oh, they do. Of course they're going
to.
I'm not defending
Hezbollah. I'm just saying that's the way Lebanon feels this way.
Yeah, but you see, what's happening here is Hezbollah is using that and saying, you know what? Look at what we've done for you.
Well, yeah.
You need to be our side. Come on. You know what? Let me show you what the benefits of,
being friends.
You know.
However, I mean, Hezbollah gets a lot of its money from Syria, Iraq.
Yes.
I mean, they get a lot of money from a lot of oil-rich countries,
yes,
which fund this because they want these oil-rich countries want them to continue attacks against Israel. Here's my problem with Israel, though. I mean, Hezbollah abducts a couple of their soldiers, and all of a sudden, you have, like, Israel starts firebombing fucking Lebanon? I really don't think both sides have made a lot of mistakes, and especially Israel, and I'm going to say it right now, by bombing shelters, they're bombing civilian targets.
Definitely, they're going after the innocents.
Exactly.
Cool.
I mean, that is no way to carry out a war.
Right.
I really think that Israel is trying to kind of push its way, extend its borders a little further north into Lebanon.
Yeah, but can you blame them? Everybody needs more fucking land.
Yeah, well, it's land. I mean, this is truly...
This is
land
that's been fought over for 4,000 years.
That's what it's coming down to again.
It's land that's been fought over...
If they can be buddy-buddy up with
No. It's not oil in this case. It's religious land.
It's
not oil in this argument.
This is biblical shit we're getting into here.
It's the same shit that's been fought over for fucking hundreds of years.
Exactly, and I don't think that any...
hundreds of years, since about the 1940s.
Do you want me to smack the crap out of you?
Well, no. There's been a battle like this going on in the Mideast for years.
Oh, yeah, but
centuries. Israel became a independent city-state in what, 49?
Yeah,
is that right?
After the U.S. interfered.
After the U.S. interfered, and then
intervened.
We do a lot of anything.
Intervening.
You know, we interspy on our own fucking people. But you know, this is something that UN. I'm sorry, relevancy of UN. Like I said earlier, bitch slapped out of relevancy by the United States and our actions to the Iraq War, which is going on now. It's third year, and we have almost 3,000 dead now?
Close to.
I think it's a little bit higher, but yeah.
No, it's like 2,600 something now, I think.
Actually, it's more.
Is it?
Me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the gentleman that was supposed to come in from...
you were supposed to bring in a Marine.
Exactly. He was in the Army from the 2nd Battalion that went in there.
Okay.
So he's definitely seen all that shit, and the stories I've heard have just been... Fucking them shooting innocents and everything. It's just
everybody's gunning for you. You have to gun for everybody.
No, but when they're going after other innocent people, as far as people in their cars and shooting them just because they're for trying to get the fuck out of the cities,
right?
That's fucked up, dude.
Okay. Okay. I actually have a question for you guys. Okay, with the terrorism plot busted in England, what do you guys feel about some of these flight restrictions? Not being able to carry on water, not being able to carry on Gatorade or any of these things.
So what, you're sad no Mexicans are allowed?
No.
Yeah.
Wetbacks. Basically, I think it's... I can understand the fear and the paranoia, but I think it's completely irrational. Here's the reason why. There was BoingBoing.net, great website. They showed a picture of an airport security person, a TSA agent, taking the bottles of stuff. Not throwing the bottles away, per se, but unscrewing or unsealing the bottle, dumping it into the trash can, and they're all drinking their car bombs, but dumping it into the trash cans and mixing it in the trash cans, technically. So they're really not solving anything. Man, you guys are going to get fast through the show. You know, and
dude, you have no idea. Two of these back-to-back is pretty much standard operating for me.
And, cool. This is a plot that was busted in England. Okay, I'm going to go on a limb here and say that as one of the biggest superpowers in the world, we have a little bit, you know, better intelligence agency than England.
Okay.
Why do they think that any airport in this fucking nation is going to have the same terror plot at the same time?
Because that is the MO of the Al-Qaeda people. You know,
it is.
They always want to do this. But here's the thing that gets me. You know, you're asking that question, do they think they can do it? Yeah, they think they can do it here as well. Now, shit that scares me, our supposed awesome intelligence and 11 Egyptian students disappear somewhere between Montana, well, from New York to Montana. Gone.
Dude, yeah, you're messing
gone.
With
what the hell were they doing?
And that is true. However, I really think our guys are going to find them.
Well, no, they found some of them.
Yes, no. They did. No. Yeah, they did.
But what is going on with that?
Once you get up into the Indian reservations up in Montana and the caves and everything.
Oh, it's done. Yeah.
It's going to be
well,
a long
Montana
fucking.
Is,
that's
you know.
That's a very long way away from an airport, though.
But
that's a whole fucking
but
idea.
It isn't a long, far way away from a truck with chickens. You know
yes,
what I'm saying?
No, it is.
It's a case where, you
when's
know what, maybe they're building their own Ruby Ridge.
If you've ever been to Montana, you'll understand.
No, I know. I know what you're saying, but maybe they're building their own Ruby Ridge, you know? Fucking militant Egyptians now are hanging out in the United States going,
jihad.
Thank you. I'm just, you know, it's that's the shit that scares
and this is my
our awesome fucking intelligence back in 9/11. God,
I know.
Our awesome fucking intelligence.
Yada yada.
Would you shut up and
George
let me finish?
Bush.
Shut up before I come over there and fucking kick my monkey.
Oh, here's
ass
the thing.
Fucking
our awesome fucking intelligence. And do you know who received their pilot's license 3 weeks after?
Very true.
Who?
What is it? Mohammed Hara Sato?
Yeah.
He got his pilot's license 3 weeks after he died.
I wonder if Skiz will think that's funny. Hey, Skiz, is
oh,
that
shut
funny
up,
for you?
Shut up.
Hey.
This is the problem.
Murphy's
hey, Skizzer,
fired
call
up.
Call in if you want me to smack the crap out of Murphy for you.
Just say it in the chat room. We got someone that'll punch Murphy.
This has happened before.
And to hold Murphy in place, all you got to do is put your pinky finger on his fucking broken finger.
Yeah, fuck off.
He ain't moving.
Ooh, there we go.
Hey, it's Studio Troll.
Oh, blonde
hair.
Blonde hair.
All right, so there's Studio Troll.
I wonder what else
early.
Is blonde.
All right, so we've got to beat this one into the ground. Can we switch gears?
Yes.
Sure.
All right, I got one for you. Daughter given away for sex, police say. A woman afraid of losing her boyfriend while she was recuperating from surgery arranged to have her 15-year-old daughter be his sex partner for 2 months.
No way, dude.
What state is this? Florida?
This is in
Iowa.
Georgia.
Muskegon, which I do believe is in Wisconsin, if I'm not.
Wisconsin?
No, actually, Michigan. No. I do believe it's in Michigan. Yeah, so Muskegon, a woman arranged to have her 15-year-old daughter fuck her boyfriend so she wouldn't lose him.
Really?
We're getting a request here from Lips. Hit him.
Hey, Lips, go fuck woo-hoo. Yourself.
We
got a request.
I need specific Lips. Where would
I give
you
a
like
shit.
It? Dude, it's my last day. I'll knock the fucking shit out of you if you want.
All right, so wait. Beaten. So he wanted to sell. She sold her daughter.
She sold her. Well, she didn't sell her daughter. She was afraid that her boyfriend would leave her if she wouldn't put out. So she arranged to have her 15-year-old daughter fuck the guy for 2 months.
Get ready, Murph, because it's going to hurt.
Wow.
No, wait. Now, here's the funny part. He is asking. Actually, he wants my ass beaten. So now that gives me a question. Is Lips the resident... you know, the homosexual station.
Dude, I have no
Lips,
problem.
Lips, look, we have no problem with gay people. I mean, trust me.
We have Chief here.
We have Chief. We have no problem with the gays. But if you really would like my ass beaten, I have to ask,
give
is that with a paddle? Or would you like it
are
licked?
Are we talking over each
salad tossed?
Down. All right, so.
Put the whiskey down.
Put it
did
down.
Did you just steal
lady,
our whiskey?
Put it down.
No.
She just stole our whiskey.
Put it down.
Yeah, you can chug it.
Yeah, she'll pack it all right. All right, so basically.
Yeah, we have a woman who basically was scared of losing her boyfriend. So, is this justified? No, of course not. Can you sympathize with the woman? That's what I want to know.
What sympathize for what?
She's terrified of losing her boyfriend.
If you're that stupid, you're going to risk your own family for a dude. I'm sorry. That's more lame than him not having balls anymore.
That's true.
And your chief not having nuts.
Yeah, it's unbelievable to me that parents don't. They just don't think. I mean, just
wait
maybe like 6 months ago, we had this woman in...
The chick that drowned the kids. It's no difference.
No, it isn't.
No,
it
isn't.
Really isn't different.
No, I mean,
than the chick
well, here in Vegas, we had a woman who was supplying drugs and alcohol to her teenage son's friends and was having sex with them only because she wanted to seem cool to them.
Now that's a fucking MILF.
Wait, well, it gets better. Hold on, it gets better.
I just wonder.
Police say evidence against them includes a written contract signed by all three that specifies sexual services and the pay the girl would get, including clothing and body piercings.
Wait.
How much?
Pay?
How much
And there's a contract. What is it with these idiots making fucking contracts?
Yeah.
It was like we covered in the show a few months ago, the dude that wrote a wifely contract. You will scrub the floors.
I wish
you will submit to sex and knee-high stockings on request.
I wish you would show that. How much she's getting and fucking why.
Well, she's getting clothing and body piercings and other things. But wait, the investigation has led to additional charges against the man, 37 years old, for allegedly sexual abuse against a second girl who's younger than 13.
Jesus.
Wow. What?
You're 30 fucking 7 years old.
You're fucking a 15-year-old because you have a contract, and then you go after a 13-year-old.
Well, no. Think about it. You're fucking a kid. What the hell is wrong with you?
I don't...
It's called a sheet over
the
head.
The woman
you don't
helped
know.
Facilitate a 2-month sexual relationship between the boyfriend and her daughter. The woman was aware of this. That's the part
that's
that blows
sick.
My mind.
And this really
fucking
further.
Sick.
Cover the flag, cover the head.
Hey, by the way, Spankwagon Radio, we want you guys to join in on the roundtable anytime. Anyone can do this. 1-866-LV-ROCKS. That's 1-866-587-6257 and join in on this conversation. So
and
all
that's
right.
True. No, and this actually furthers my belief that as a nation we need to start putting in legislation about who and who not
no.
who is
no,
not
no,
allowed
no,
to have
no.
children.
We should no we
I
should never.
I really
you should
think
be
so.
Fucking smart enough you? Not to use your kids as a fucking sex object.
No,
but
yeah,
obviously people aren't.
No, people aren't. But here's
not
the thing:
everybody's doing
you
it,
want
dude.
The
it's
government
the
to
thing.
Control when you reproduce.
I've read Orwell. Okay, I.
Why do you want the government to control when you reproduce? Hey,
well, obviously,
wait,
with the
time
government.
Out, time out. Studio troll, could you come in here for just a moment, please? All right, here.
Come here,
please.
Come here.
Just a moment.
How the fuck are people supposed
come,
to hear?
Come
you?
Here, come here, chief. Come here. No, stay right there. I want you to stand right by the door.
Come over here.
Show everybody your tits.
Yeah, that's one thing we do have. Oh, no! Titties. Those are awfully
but
tan.
Here's the thing.
What are you tanning?
And you guys didn't get to see this in the.
Now come on over here, girlie. Come on, come have a seat here.
Show
come
on
have
the
seat.
Camera,
bastard. Let's,
you're awful blonde
but,
and awful tan now.
Nobody's seen the blonde.
Well, hey, hold on.
It's
can
strawberry
I, can I,
blonde.
Just to make a point here,
okay.
When you flashed your tits, you know, when you showed your tits to everybody, you know, like that. If you want to hang out in front of the camera, I'm sure our listeners would love that. The
she
thing is,
new.
I grabbed Chief's head and kept him from looking. That is what the government is going to do to you. And they're going to do it indiscriminately. And you want them to tell you when you can have kids?
Okay,
or
but here's the thing.
No,
hold on.
No, because then they're going to get to the point where they could tell you when to fuck. And that isn't right.
And, okay, and I do believe that it is a slippery slope argument. But
slippery
I really
soap.
Think within the next 10 years, we're going to see more and more of a case of this. And I mean,
okay.
Huxley took. I mean, Aldous Huxley, the person who wrote Brave New World, he took a different role of this. You know, in his utopian future, children were trained with sexual things when they were like 6 years old.
Right.
But regardless of that, I really think that if the government doesn't do something, we're going to see an increase of things like
but
this.
But why the government? Why should the government be the one that
well,
does
because
this?
It's obvious that that the community isn't doing anything about this.
Are they not busted?
Well, I mean, these
did they
people
not
are,
get caught?
These people are, but more and more in the news, we see more and more of instances like this.
You
I mean,
what?
Las Vegas is one of the highest rates of teenage and underage prostitution.
Right. It's
Murphy gonna... should be fired.
Yeah, that's great. Here's the problem with that, though. It is a slippery slope argument. The minute you start doing something like that, it's going to go downhill.
Yeah,
and there is a
big risk of...
Downhill?
Yeah, downhill,
nice.
Yes, very nice.
As gorillas groping the troll.
Yes.
Nice.
Love
there,
studio troll.
There is a Bye, big sweetie. Risk of a eugenics movement.
What?
Right.
What?
Yeah.
No, I. You know what, Studio Troll?
You know what,
leave.
Dude? Go
leave.
To fucking Russia.
Leave.
Fuck you, dude. Go to Russia.
You know,
you
as far as I'm concerned, if the government has to tell me, you know, no.
Okay,
hey,
whip,
Toe
okay.
in the chat room says.
Exactly.
Well, whip. Okay, guys, can I get to the chat room?
Do it.
There. Okay, the whip says there should be required parenting classes before anyone conceives. That's close, and at least you're not expecting a license, because a license brings in government. Toe says, well, a lot of the law is already in place. Oral sex is already illegal in a lot of areas.
And sex for anything other than procreation is illegal in a lot of
exactly.
places. Exactly. When they say sodomy, they're not talking about ass fucking. Easy. Now Gorilla's putting his head in my lap.
Whoa.
I bet it's sodomy and he gets all wind up. No, sodomy is technically sex that's anything other than procreation. So that'd be anal, oral, taking out, bust one on her tits, you know. Yeah, you know, all the kind of stuff I like.
The good shit.
Okay, well, needless to say.
That's it. I'm done.
Oh.
Lips. Brad.
If you've got something to say, call up and say it, dick-nose.
Okay, why? You know, maybe people just like to fuck with you.
I give a fuck. Call up. If he's got something to say, he can hide behind the keyboard. He can call up and talk.
I think Lips should call again.
Lips is fine. Brad's fine.
And we need to give like Lips like 2 minutes.
I just love the fact that there's a dude named Lips.
You know, I know. That's the funny
part. And then we give Murphy 2 minutes.
All right.
And then we do a rebuttal.
We'll do it. We need to go to another quick break because we're gonna wrap some time up. Thank you.
Whoa.
So what we're going to do, go to a quick break. You are listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spankwagon Radio.
And we'll be back in just a little bit.
But not for long, the future is coming on. I ain't happy, I'm feeling glad I got sunshine in a bag, I'm useless. But not for long, the future is coming on. It's coming on, 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 it's coming on. See me new Rolex. Just like every sergeant pick. So me got some Babylon I can bring ingredients. Oh, them all I watch ingredients. Oh, you see diamonds and pearls. Oh, them all I watch red roses. Oh, come on, we're making money. Oh, Babylon I chat to me funny. Oh, you see the Lexus Jeep. Just like every sergeant weak. So me got some. Feel my motion, feel my motion. Music is from the street, designed to make you move your feet. Feel my motion, feel my motion. Sunshine in a bag, I'm useless, but not for long, the future is coming on. I ain't happy, I'm feeling glad I got sunshine in a bag, I'm useless, but not for long, the future is coming on, it's coming on, it's coming on. Sunshine in a bag, I'm useless, but not for long, the future is coming on. I ain't happy, I'm feeling glad I got sunshine in a bag, I'm useless, but not for long, the future is coming on, it's coming on, it's coming on. Feel my motion. Music is from the street, designed to make you move your feet. Feel my motion. Feel my motion. Na na na. Na na na. Oh, you wanna make no dough. Oh, I'm in a day where we go. Oh, you wanna live like so. A pretty girl, pretty girl. But not for long, the future is coming on. I ain't happy, I'm feeling glad I got sunshine in a bag, I'm useless. But not for long, the future is coming on. It's coming on, it's coming on.
The movie or the planet?
The brand new multi-million dollar musical.
and you are starring as the human.
It's the part I was born to play, baby.
Help, the human's about to escape.
Get your paws off me, you dirty ape.
He can talk.
He can talk, 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 he can talk.
I can sing!
Ooh, help me, Dr. Zaius!
Dr. Zaius, Dr. Zaius! Dr. Zaius, Dr. Zaius! Dr. Zaius, Dr. Zaius! Oh, Dr. Zaius!
Dr. Zaius, Dr. Zaius!
What's wrong with me?
I think you're crazy.
Want a second opinion?
You're also lazy.
Dr. Zaius, Dr. Zaius! Dr. Zaius, Dr. Zaius. Dr. Zaius, Dr. Zaius. Oh, Dr. Zaius.
Dr. Zaius, Dr. Zaius.
Can I play the piano anymore?
Of course you can.
Well, I couldn't before.
Dr. Zaius, Dr. Zaius. Dr. Zaius, Dr. Zaius. Dr. Zaius, Dr. Zaius. Oh, Dr. Zaius.
Dr. Zaius.
Oh, Dr. Zaius.
This play has everything.
Oh, I love legitimate theater.
I hate every ape I see. From it's great to be back. I just want to say, I wouldn't be here without the support of a very special lady. My always outrageous fiancé, Selma. Take a bow, Sugar Beet. Down in front.
Alrighty, ladies and gentlemen, we're back with the greatest internet radio show ever, Spank
Wagon Radio.
Okay, sorry, I'm fucking practicing because you're going to be gone.
Well, you're not going to do that. Come on, sing it again like you did.
Spank Wagon Radio.
Ever heard of Monkey Carriage tune?
Mr. Trencher?
Yes.
I think Lips wants to call in and wants to talk to Murphy.
Oh, this is good.
Jack boy.
You know what? I'm loving this because I. You know what? It's all good. I look at this whole thing, except for you, Murph, as a good thing. I think that Murphy's trying to kill my show.
No.
I'm not trying to kill the show.
Hey, it's not your fucking show. It's our show.
You're leaving, Quitter Boy.
I can just smack the shit out of you before
Vegas
I leave.
Anymore.
I'll knock the shit out of you before I go.
Oh shit! Here we go.
I'll hobble my ass out the door.
Here it comes.
Shit.
And I'm usually right. Getting beat up and drinking.
So Gorilla's coming around the console, and he's gonna just he's gotta hold him.
Oh,
dude, let him go. He's tapping out. He's tapping
he's
out.
Tapping
he's
out.
Tapping out. Oh, he got him on that toe. Oh, son of a bitch. For those of you who weren't watching the live video podcast. Trencher just got his broken toe stepped on by Mr.
And
Gorilla.
He got choked out.
Gorillas don't fight fair, jackass.
Was that Gorilla Mission?
I thought gorillas flung poo, but maybe I was wrong.
Gorilla Pound.
Pound Gorilla.
GorillaPound.com.
All right.
Okay, Lips will be calling in.
Call in!
And, why do we need to yell?
And he wants to talk to Murphy.
I'm fucking irritated, dude.
I know you're irritated. I'm irritated him. This is a pissed off show. I thought last, was it two, three,
you
four
know,
shows ago was pissed off?
I was happy. I took my fucking
now,
drugs
do me a favor. Bring
in.
The music bed down so there's... Hello. Nothing. So
music,
just,
music bed is down.
Yep.
Just us.
Okay. Yep.
Just us.
No, no. I find this interesting. Like, people act different when they've had alcohol and everything.
And drugs.
But he acts
and,
the
and
same
drugs.
All the time.
I know. But he, if you've noticed, Gorilla actually gets angrier the more alcohol he consumes.
Oh, you're an angry drunk?
You know what, though? The more he drinks, the better darts he throws.
That's interesting.
It depends on what I'm drinking.
Oh, okay.
It's like Yukon Jack. I'm just fucking Don Juan.
Oh, all right. Why frosted tipped hair and I have a hard time.
Don Juan Magilla.
If I'm drinking tequila or this shit, I just like I knock the shit out of you like I just did.
Oh, thank you. Yes.
Oh,
I
by the way, I would just
man,
like to point out that you're a giant pansy. Look, you've still got Bailey's and Jameson left in the shot glass.
You fucking chew it up.
So
for me,
what do we got going
shit,
on right
you
now? Because
cracker
Kiss
motherfucker,
Freaks.
You fucking piece of shit.
God, get it out.
Bring
it
on. Is that all you
bring
got?
It on.
Is that
tell
got?
Us
how about I just fucking hit you in the nuts?
Why is the show so fucking angry?
I don't know.
Dude, you want
I'm
to
happy.
Fuck
that
I'm chest. Pretty
I'm not
going
to fucking sit here and have a fucking verbal debate with you. I'm just going to pound the shit out of you. What? You got
what
nothing
else
to
got?
Say now?
Anything else? Anything else?
I'm not going to have a verbal debate.
You done? You done? Number one, right. You don't want to...
Oh.
What are you going to do? Block him with your steel finger of probe?
I keep forgetting that the goddamn finger's splinted.
Come on, Bucky.
He touches it.
Bucky. I'll let you hit me first.
Why would I want to hit you?
That's wait, what I thought, you fucking
gorilla.
Shit.
Gorilla.
Oh,
we,
fuck off, motherfucker.
We've
I
done
may not
this
be
before.
As fucking big
you
and physically imposing as you, but I'll
it's
knock the shit out of you.
It's been fucking 10 years since I broke your ribs.
Yeah, and it's going to be another 20 before you get another
why
shot.
Why don't we fucking do it again?
I
let's
love that they have
this what happened
love.
In the kitchen the other day.
You
want to
fucking yell at lips? Bring it on.
No, fuck you. I ain't got shit going on with you. I got shit going on with this asshole.
You
want
to bring on a fucking verbal issue? Let's go.
Fuck you, motherfucker. I am not some fucking giant fucking Cro-Magnon missing link motherfucker like you are. I may not be fucking 6'4", 300 and goddamn pounds, but I tell you what, I'll talk circles around you, and the other day you tried that shit in my kitchen. What I put you up on my shoulder and almost drove your head into the fucking concrete.
Okay, you really want to go?
No, I really don't want to fucking go. You're my goddamn best friend.
Oh,
I don't
wait,
fuck
wait.
This shit with you.
Guys?
Hey.
Lips is calling in.
Hey, Lispic, Wagon Radio, you're on the air.
Wow.
Hey, okay, Brad, how's it going?
How's it going, good?
Hey, hi.
So, okay, this is the Murphy Show now. So, Brad, I should be fired, huh?
I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
I should be fired. Why should I be fired?
Okay. My opinion is you're not really doing a very good job on the radio. I think, honestly, you bring the team down.
I bring the team
down. You bring the team down.
Brad, are you here in the studio?
No, I'm not.
Do you know what I do?
What do you do?
I'm asking you if you know what I do, because apparently I bring the team down.
How long have you been listening, Brad?
No. This is
I've been listening on and off since November.
On and off since November. Okay, so I bring the team down. So go ahead. How do I bring the team down, Brad?
Dude, all your jokes suck.
All my jokes suck.
All of your jokes. Every last joke that you pop off sucks. And to be honest, you don't stop talking about anal sex, which kind of, you know, proves the point.
Wow, I don't stop talking about anal sex.
Wait. I will say this. Brad has a point. He's doing. He is a listener.
No, don't take it down. Don't take it down. We're not going to play. We're not going to play radio games. We're not going to turn down mics. We're not going to bring down his mic when I'm talking. It's just me. All right. So Brad. So I talk about anal sex too much. Brad, does anal sex offend you?
Actually, it does. Yeah.
It does offend you.
Yeah.
Why?
Because I think it's gross and immoral.
You think it's gross and immoral? Why
yes,
do you think
do.
It's immoral?
Why do I think it's immoral?
Were you touched?
What?
Was there an uncle somewhere that was breathing down on the back of your neck? Did you smell the bourbon back there? Did you feel the beard stubble in your neck? Is that why you find it immoral? Now, is it immoral between a man and a woman, or is it immoral between two men?
I think it's immoral between two men.
So, have I brought up gay sex? No, you're the one who's obviously thinking that any reference to anal sex has to be gay. So, what is this preoccupation you have with gay sex?
What is the preoccupation I have with
again,
gay sex?
Yeah.
I don't
are
have
you
a problem
just gonna,
with gay sex.
Hey, Brad, when I ask you a question, are you just going to answer it back to me?
Would you let me talk?
I am letting you talk, but you know this redundant question shit you're doing is worthless. I mean, you think I'm bringing the show down? You're asking questions over and over again. Is telling
because I'm on a crappy ass phone and I can't hear you. That's why I'm repeating it back.
Oh, I'm sorry that you.
Yeah.
Do not do that again. If I have to come over there and stab you in the eye with my splint finger.
No, I want to hear both fucking sides, Murph.
So, okay.
Yeah.
So I bring the show down.
Let me talk for one.
Hey, asshole, I'm on the radio. You're a fucking listener, so you can eat the peanuts out of my shit.
Hey, I'm an affiliate, so you can
I
go
give
to hell.
A fuck who you are.
Oh, God.
We treat all of our affiliates the same way. If Juke were to call up and do this, I'd be talking to him the exact same way.
Okay,
so you
okay.
No, you think me talking about anal sex is immoral. Do you realize that, I bring it up as a joke, which apparently you find offensive.
Apparently you don't bring it up as a joke because a joke is a one-time or twice thing.
So would
bring
it be
it up
better?
All the time.
So should a joke start knock-knock or what do you get when you cross a... Is that a joke?
Now,
no.
You know what? I got to put my
a joke
sense.
Is something that is funny between one or more people.
So you
if
so
it's
you're
repetitive,
calling
it's not funny anymore.
So you're oh Running gags aren't funny.
Time out. Time out. Okay, I don't want to get too heated, and I don't want to have a record of losing and gaining a syndicate within 24 fucking hours.
No, look, if he thinks I should be fired, I'd like to hear. Now, wait.
All right, but
if he thinks that repetitive jokes, gag lines aren't funny, then that kills pretty much every sitcom on television.
Well,
do you find sitcoms on television immoral?
Do I find them immoral?
Yeah.
No, because they don't focus on one subject, which is anal sex.
So you say I focus on anal sex. How many times today have I mentioned anal sex that you've been listening? I've mentioned anal sex between two men a couple times. Have I really?
Yeah.
We call Chief fucking gay all the time.
About eight times.
Well, hey, calling someone gay isn't making an anal sex reference. Now, I did make an anal sex reference to you, and that's because it basically sounds like you've been touched by an uncle, which is the next, I guess, CBS show. But so, okay. Anal sex between two men is immoral.
No,
hold on. Now, anal sex between two men is immoral, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, so what else is immoral that I'm doing that apparently you think I should be fired for? Because apparently it seems like your big issue with me is I am bringing down the moral standings of Lips FM. No,
honest
I didn't ask you your opinion.
You just asked him a goddamn question, and you need to let him answer.
I want to hear. Oh, wait.
Let him talk.
Hold on. Shut up and listen a second. You know what I think the problem is? The problem is you're not pulling your weight around the show. You're doing stupid shit while the other guys are trying to focus on something more important, i.e. the listeners,
hey,
when you're just sitting there fucking around.
Hey, Brad.
Yeah?
Do you know who produces all the intros for the show?
Huh?
Do you know who produces all the intros for the
I'm
show?
I'm not talking about intros. I'm talking
hey,
about production
Hey, shut up, asshole, and answer the question. You say I'm not pulling my weight around the production of the show. The production of the show. Do you know who produces all the intros for the show?
No, and I don't care.
You don't care. So if you don't care, but what if it's the guy who's not pulling his weight?
You're not pulling your weight on the broadcast of the show.
I'm not pulling your weight on the podcast.
So
you've apparently been listening. Apparently you missed the giant conversation that Trench and I had on the air where I said that I was going to back off the mic a little bit and I was going to focus more on production and more on certain items of the show. But apparently if you're a big listener and I'm all immoral and you seem to be
I never said that I was a big listener.
Shut up and quit interrupting me, asshole.
Not once did I say
you
I was
called,
a big listener.
No, but you apparently are the end all be all listener. You seem to know everything about the show. You know I'm
not
pulling
my
weight.
He never said that. I wasn't pulling my weight.
Would you shut up and listen? From my DJ opinion.
Oh, your DJ opinion.
My DJ opinion.
DJ,
being a talk show host, being a DJ, and being in radio, I don't think you're doing a good job. That's my opinion.
You don't think I'm doing a good job. Well,
I don't
you know
think
what?
You're doing a good job at
wow.
all.
Wow. That really hurts, but is that all the gas you have on that one? Are you
is
running
that
out
all
there?
The gas I have?
Yeah, I'm immoral and I'm not pulling my weight.
I gotta say this from the chat room. Raise your hand if you're here to listen to intros.
No. That's a good point. That's a good point. Not everyone's here to listen
to
intros. I also put together the music list. I do a lot more stuff behind the scenes that you
whoever that was,
about.
I'll give you a prize pack for that.
Oh, a prize pack. Oh, listen, this is classic fucking hack DJ shit. I'll give you a prize pack if you go ahead and be caller number 5 right now. So you're a DJ. Tell me something, Brad.
No, I'm not a DJ.
Hey, Brad, you said from your DJ experience.
Yeah, I've
that
been a DJ in the past,
you're,
retarded.
Oh, I'm retarded, but you're sitting here proclaiming you're a retard when in all actuality, you're not. You don't have DJ experience, you have past DJ experience. So everybody here on the telephone. Hey, shut up, asswipe. Everybody here on the phone. Hey, motherfucker, I'm talking to you. Everybody who's on the phone right now. Everybody who's on the phone right now who's currently the host of a radio show, who's a talk show, raise your hand.
Hey, my hand's up.
Well, Brad, then that makes you a DJ. So which is
it?
Are you a DJ now or were you a DJ in the past? Which is it?
I was a DJ in the past and I'm a host now.
So your talk radio show host opinion, not your DJ opinion. Your talk radio show's host opinion would be, I'm not pulling my weight. Even though you're not here in the studio, you're not here in the meetings we have afterwards, you're not here in
just
the meetings
because
we have before.
You produce stuff?
Hey, asswipe, shut up and listen.
Hey, how about you stop calling me asswipe?
Well, if you stop acting like an asswipe, maybe
I'm
I'll find a new
asswipe.
Name for you. Okay, let's go back to cock breath then. So, should we go with touched by an uncle or kid molested or any number of other things?
First of all, if you're bringing this shit up, it must have happened to you.
Here's the
because
thing.
That type of shit doesn't happen in my family.
Okay, here's the thing, Murphy.
I never said
you're
it was a family member. Maybe it was a Cub Scout leader.
Wait.
Out. Green room. Now.
I'm not a pussy, and I wasn't in the Cub Scouts.
Okay.
So
green room now.
That.
Oh, don't talk bad about the Cub Scouts.
Okay.
Go green room.
Whew.
Oh my God!
I haven't seen Murphy go off like that since he went off on
my MySpace.
MySpace
I could fly out there.
Why do people want to fly out to kick his ass?
I don't want to kick his ass. I just want to argue in his face.
Oh, that'd be great.
I'll kick his ass for you.
Just let me know when.
That's what I do.
Yeah. I will be on the next plane to Las Vegas.
Just don't pack any liquids.
Yes, yes, you can.
None.
Lips, actually, you're not the first person to actually say that you wanted to come out here and
kick his ass.
Well, he did say kick his ass.
That doesn't surprise me at all.
Yeah.
But no, seriously, Lips, what is your main complaint about the show?
Well,
besides
Murphy? No, it's Murphy. It's all Murphy that
is
complaining.
No, it's all him.
Okay.
I don't think that he
stay in the green room
at all. Any good?
Okay.
And
no, don't leave. We're not asking. Wait.
It's not just me saying that, though.
You're gonna let this guy sit on the air and badmouth.
You get all the airtime in the world. Murphy. He's leaving the studio.
He's leaving.
He wanted you to give
okay,
him a break
you know
so
what?
He could talk.
We wanted to give. Basically, we wanted to hear his side because you weren't letting him say it.
Dude, I let him say whatever he wanted to.
How are you getting home?
Dude.
All right. Okay. Well, he just left the studio. Murphy has literally just left the building.
You know why I'm leaving the studio?
Wow.
You guys are supposed to be the ones backing me up here. You guys
are supposed to be the ones backing me up. You throw me out of the studio, and then you look at
this
guy.
Don't
take
him
to
a chance to talk. Yes.
How
I
is
asking
this?
Questions and he's giving his
okay,
fucking points.
First thing, this isn't okay. Cross fucking fire, okay?
No, it's not because people on Crossfire answer questions. This guy just wants to run round and round and just
and
wants
you
to make
wanna just
statements.
Fucking call him names.
Okay. Wait, I
that's
never
pretty
called
much
him
all
him.
He was
okay,
doing.
Okay, I did. I
yeah.
did call him Touched by
okay,
an uncle.
Here's the thing. I'll let you stay in the studio.
Wait.
Get back up. Stop him.
Please.
Someone bigger than him.
Please.
All right. Because if he wants to do this, we're gonna do this, but he has to sit down and not make fun of, not yell and call names. Yes, this is, but I also
yeah, but
want
I got
to hear
better things to do than waste my life
yeah,
talking
well,
to him.
So interesting, very fucking interesting. We just wow,
okay.
That's a first.
Okay. Now for me personally, talking from a production standpoint, whether or not it's TV or whether or not it's radio, every person as part of a production team is actually needed.
Yeah,
you need
needed.
I'm not saying he's not needed. I'm just saying I don't think he's doing a very good job.
Okay, fair. Okay. Well, you don't think he's doing a good enough job on the mic?
No, not at all.
However, I mean, me personally, I mean, going back to other shows, going back to, you know, some of the things we've done before, Murphy does...
he hit his finger on the
Murphy
way out.
Does actually carry his own weight.
He does.
He
now,
really does.
Murphy does do a hell of a lot of production. He does put together almost every single bump and ad we have, every intro we've had recently. So he does carry his weight, but this is interesting, and we appreciate the feedback, and I think what we're going to do is we're going to have a little decompression time for everyone here.
No, yeah. Here's my problem.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
This
okay.
Is
are you going to yell and scream and call names?
No, I'm not going to yell.
Okay.
Names.
Okay. Thank you.
Brad, you still on the phone there?
Yeah.
Brad, how many times have you heard me on Spankwagon?
I'd say about four.
About four times out of
yeah.
At least what has it been? The last 6 months I've been here.
Pretty
much
8 months now officially.
8 months. So you don't like me off the bat, and you think I should be fired because basically I called you out.
I don't think you should be on the mic.
You don't think I should be on the mic?
Okay.
Hey, go ahead and cut me off anytime you want, Trench. Brad, do you run this show?
No, I don't.
Do you have any say on what happens here at LV Rocks?
No, I don't.
Then I tell you what, I'm going to make sure I'm here every week. And I'm going to make sure that I'm here every night. And I'm going to make sure I send a special shout-out to you, Brad.
Oh,
and
God.
If we lose Lips as a... As an affiliate? No. If we lose Lips as an affiliate, you know, it is a bad thing because we love our affiliates. We really do. Guys over at Juke. And, you know, you were recommended to us by Juke.
I believe actually. It was Juke, wasn't it? KC host Radio
but
Network?
But I got to say something.
Hey.
Okay.
Hold on. There's one thing that I got to say.
Okay.
Step up the show and you won't lose an affiliate. You see what I mean?
So what, kick me off the show and we won't lose an affiliate?
No. I'm not saying kick you off the show. I'm just saying make the show better.
Make the show
Stop
better.
Stop messing around and making jokes about everything. You see what I mean?
Dude, Brad, do you realize we're a comedy show and we make jokes
I
about
know
everything?
You're a comedy show, but so is the Big Dumb Fun Show. So is all those
Who's
other
the
shows
Big
out
Dumb
there.
Fun
so
show?
Is Howard
Big
Stern.
Dumb Fun Show is huge.
I don't know the
huge.
Big Dumb Fun
well,
Show.
Well, that's not... Big Dumb Fun Show is huge. Okay. I listen to them all the time.
Look,
it's good
we
stuff.
We make jokes. We make stupid jokes. We make a lot of ass sex jokes because ass sex is really funny.
I'm not saying don't make the jokes. I'm just saying...
So wait, so... First, you don't like me because you don't like me because I make the jokes, and now you're saying, no, don't not make the jokes, but just be funny, even though what we find funny is
you can make
ass
jokes,
sex.
Just don't repeat them over and over and over until, you know, someone feels like you're smashing them over the head with them.
Okay, now, here's one
he
thing
obviously
I got, wait,
is not familiar
this
with
this is my wagon. Turn. Yeah, well, one thing, how do I word this? I subscribe to the belief. Have you ever listened or watched old Sid Caesar, your show of shows and other shows that he's put out in back in the past?
I'm sorry?
have you ever listened to or watched on TV your show of shows, anything written by Mel Brooks or anything of that nature?
Yeah.
One of their staples of comedy, one of the things that I've picked up and I do, I love dragging a joke to death.
That's one of
it's
the staples.
It's one thing that we kind of...
Yeah,
we,
but on radio,
yeah,
that's one of the staples. Go very far.
Dude, hold on a sec. I got to tell you something. I listen to a lot of big radio shows. I apologize, I haven't heard of the Big Dumb Fun Show.
Yeah, it's huge,
okay,
though.
But a lot of stations, a lot of shows, what they do is they take a joke and they run it into the ground. It is the true with Opie and Anthony. It's true with Ron and Fez. It's true with Howard Stern. Exactly. It's true with Man Cow. It's true
yeah,
with...
Yeah, those guys are big.
So if we're not huge, we're not allowed to run a joke dead into the ground?
I'm not saying that.
That's one of the staples of Spam.
I'm saying, no, if you want to keep my listeners, if you want to keep their attention, you got to keep it fresh. You got to keep it funny.
Right, right.
You realize
that
otherwise my listeners are going to get bored, and they're just going to tune out.
Okay, so your listeners represent
you. Wait, this is between Murphy and
Brad. Hold on a second. Brad, you realize that we have a lot of affiliates and a lot of very loyal listeners that listen to us because they get the inside jokes, and they like the stuff that we run into the ground. They like that we ran Leroy Jenkins fucking into the
Are you a WoW player, Brad?
I'm sorry?
Are you a WoW player?
World of Warcraft.
Am I a WoW player?
WoW. World of Warcraft.
No, I'm not.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
He finds it immoral. No, it's...
No, shut up.
There are jokes out there. There are jokes out there that get run into the ground. You go to YouTube and you will find them to the nth degree. YTMND. You'll find them out there. Trust me. There's a lot more going on than just anal sex jokes. And if that's all you're hearing and all you're focusing on...
That's not all I'm focusing on.
Hey! If that's all you're hearing and that's all you're focusing on, then I am sorry that we are not reaching you and your audience. But quite frankly, I am not going to tailor-make my humor, and I'm not going to tailor-make what I do. And I don't think anybody on this else show is going to do this either. They're not going to tailor-make theirs to fit your listeners. You will find...
I'm not making it fit my listeners.
No, but you're sitting here telling us what we should and shouldn't
do.
Okay,
I'm not
saying what you should and shouldn't do. I'm suggesting, which doesn't... it's not like I'm forcing it in your face or anything.
No, but you're sitting there going, oh, he should be fired, and I'll fly out
That's
to Vegas.
Kind of forceful,
bro, come
isn't
on
it?
Out. Come on out. You and I'll
you
go
will
have
be a
lunch.
Guest. We'll have beers
no,
and
fuck
lunch.
That.
And
Brad
I wouldn't
and
mind coming out to
lunch.
Vegas.
Brad and I'll go have lunch. We'll hash things out. I'll get him drunk, and then that'll be it.
That's true. I mean,
Brad,
Brad,
I'll
Brad
probably
if
hook
you
him up with a tranny hooker
fly.
On the way, but it'll be funny.
Wait, no. Wait, Brad, actually, if you do fly out to Vegas, we will treat you. I mean, we'll take you guys out and make sure, you know, it doesn't end up like the end of a really bad WWF routine.
What, I'm not allowed to take a bump?
Or a good eight?
Come on, it's not fun if I'm not allowed to take a bump.
Oh, you can take a bump, because you took a big one out there with your little itty-bitty broken finger.
Brad, I got to tell you, I tried to leave the studio. Gorilla got in front of me.
Gorilla's huge, by the way.
He is a big motherfucking guy.
I get that from his nickname.
I ducked under him and wound up grabbing him with my left hand and totally forgot I had a splint on. I just wrenched the shit out of my knuckle. Brad, look, comes down to this. I am rude. I am loud. I am going to make ass-fuck jokes.
Obnoxious.
If you don't like that...
I'm not saying don't make the joke.
Come on,
I'm just saying make them funny. If you're going to make jokes, make them funny.
Dude, the basic premise of ass sex, though, is funny.
You're going to listen to us from here so many weeks in a row, I guarantee you'll understand our humor within a month.
Yes.
Within a month of shows.
You bring on any number of listeners you want. You put them in our chat room.
You can bring one.
You
can bring two or none.
Let them sit there. Let them all call in and tell me I suck. And I tell you what, I will do exactly to them what I did to you. I will sit there. Yeah, tell them off. Fuck that. I embarrassed your ass. Okay, now listen.
You embarrassed my ass because I'm making a point.
Oh, you're making a point, but you're...
Let's not go too far. All right, what I'm going to do...
I really did hit a nerve with that uncle comment.
I got to start cutting this off. Brad, thank you. Thank you very much for calling in and giving us your side. Murphy?
Brad, in true Murphy fashion, I have to tell you, go fuck yourself.
Of course, he would say that. Thank you, Brad.
Back to you, bitch.
Ooh.
Bitch! Oh! He's got some fucking teeth on him. Brad,
right
I tell
on.
You what, anytime you want to call in, dude, you and I will go fucking round and round again. But if you have a problem with what I say, trust me, dude. I will bury
you. I will
you.
See you next week.
Oh, yeah!
All right, Brad.
Right on, Brad.
I tell you, as much as I don't like you and I don't like what you're saying, I respect the fact that you're willing to. We've had so many people just go, oh, fuck that Murphy, and just walk off because they don't have the fucking nuts for it. If you've got the nuts for it, then you fucking call up. But
oh, dude, I got the nuts.
Thanks. Right on.
Yeah.
All right, that's you're from Long Island, right?
I'm not gonna let this shit drop. You're going down.
You're from Long Island?
No, I'm from Syracuse, upstate.
Syracuse, upstate.
I don't know my fucking New York geography.
I'll give the New York fucking props on that. You got fucking balls on you. Bring it. Don't pussy out on me though. I expect the phone call next week.
Brad, ladies and gentlemen, you've just heard the birth of a new segment. It's Brad's Got Nuts.
Yeah. See you guys next week.
See you guys next week, Brad.
All right, Brad.
I won't be here next week, but thanks for calling up and having the balls to go round and round. I appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem.
Right on. All right.
All right. Bye. Peace.
That fucking
Brad's got nuts.
That's awesome.
Brad's got nuts.
I'm just wondering if they're in his uncle's mouth.
Oh, will you shut up with that?
Okay.
Now, we only have like 6 minutes left before we have to go to our outro. Wow.
You don't even know. I packed up my shit. I was leaving.
You're leaving. You're fucking leaving.
My shit.
And you know what? The problem is the same problem, and we've talked about this in our post show meetings. You don't know when to shut the fuck up.
No, I don't, and that's part of my fucking charm. But I gotta tell you,
here's
my fucking problem. Here's my fucking problem, dude. Okay. You fucking sold me down the river. You fucking kicked me out, and you said, "No, go keep going." You kept his ass on the phone.
Yep.
You kicked me out where I didn't even have a fucking point to defend myself. And then for a second there, it sounded like both of you motherfuckers over there—that'd be Chief and Mark.
Well, and Gorilla. He wasn't doing anything.
He can say whatever the fuck he wants. But
I can't say what I want.
No, I said he can say whatever the fuck he wants because he's leaving next week. But it sounded like you two motherfuckers were about ready to sell me down the river.
In my own defense, this is Chief talking. In my own defense, I'm gonna have to say, you know, working in media. I mean, we've had politicians on the show. We've had people with differing opinions on the TV show that I work for, and sometimes when people do seem to get a little heated, when people don't allow other people to talk, we do send them to the green room just for a couple minutes, just to kind of calm down, chill out. So that it makes good TV and makes good radio.
No. Good radio is letting two people like me and Brad go fucking at it.
Yeah, yes, that's very true.
At his fucking throat.
However,
he was getting his points
out. Here's
the
problem.
You know,
here's the problem I had with you and Brad going at it, though. Yes, you are a co-host. You just tapped your finger.
I keep trying to put weight on this hand.
You're a co-host of Spankwagon Radio, and he's an affiliate. Affiliates grow our station to where we can be, and I have to agree. Big Dumb Fun Show is another show out there that's huge. They're covered. They're like they were one of the big ones.
Let me ask. Are they a web show or are they like an FM show?
FM. They were born on web.
Okay.
They were born, bred, raised on web. Matter of fact, Frank Arena runs the radio for me, which is one of our affiliates, mm-hmm. and he's affiliated with the Big Dumb Fun Show. Juke is affiliated with the Big Dumb Fun Show. So
yeah,
they're
I guess I'm the internet radio newbie then. I have no idea who these guys are.
Well, when I was, you know, I've been watching and doing and trying to do internet radio and get listeners for 6 years, moderate success, of course. Yeah. Don't look at the
You've
numbers
had
tonight.
Your fucking chances, Jack.
I've had my chances. I've blown most of them.
That's not true at all, dude. This show has grown in leaps and bounds.
Well,
and
true.
The reason it's grown in leaps and bounds
is because
of me.
No, it's because we haven't fucking kowtowed to any affiliate and to any party and to
any
one.
I'll agree. But you got to remember, I'm sitting here panicking because I'm thinking business sense and going, fuck that
wait
damn
a minute,
affiliate.
Now
fuck
you fucking
business
think
sense.
Business?
Oh, don't start on me.
Don't even start on that.
Don't even start on that.
No.
Okay. I'm still working out. Here's the problem with doing advertising right now. I need to get all the paperwork in the background completed first. Enough said.
Here's the thing about that, dude. It is one thing for us to make sure that that our affiliates are okay and we take care of these guys and we make them happy. But you know what?
And our
it
listeners.
Should never, ever, ever interfere with what happens in this room.
I can agree to that.
And
I guess
bond
I can agree to that.
And the loyalty that we have in here. And for you kicking me out like that, dude, and then you
he
guys
just,
keeping him on the phone,
just
real life would have been
break.
To cut to break, kept him on the phone, and then you and I would have gone outside, I would have cooled down. But that's not what happened. What happened is you threw me out, and you got him on the phone.
Yeah.
And it just stands to me, what I say again, is that, and this is, it's your show. And it is your show. But you have to remember, dude, I've put a lot of fucking time and blood and sweat into this, just like you have. I hate feeling like the secondary guy.
But at the same time, you've put yourself in the business to be the secondary guy because
only
you wanted to cut out on the mic time.
That's right.
In that sense.
I'm secondary on mic, but not in the loyalty of the show.
Okay.
Everything.
I've never questioned your loyalty to the show.
No, but you did question it when you threw me out
of
there.
No, I didn't.
Because you thought I was trying to sabotage the show.
No, I wanted to hear another side. Yes, I thought you were going to sabotage because my business sense was going, fuck, I don't want to lose another syndicate. Because syndicates are like water, dude. Water in the fucking desert. They're here, they're gone.
And I'll
here,
have to
gone.
Say, you know, syndicates are a lot like advertisers. You know, it's
a
balance. It's like an ecological
they're also
balance.
Like assholes. Everyone has one and they stink.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right. Hey. You know what? It's done. We have to do mad props, but I don't want to bother with the clickers.
Nobody called in for phony-okey?
No one called in for phony-okey.
Well, we kind of tied up the phone line
there
for
a while. Yeah, we kind of really did.
We'll do the same Funnyoki next week. So you guys get on the.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's been a great to serve you. Pleasure.
Serve me. And pleasure me.
Well, you were putting your head in his lap.
Yeah, that's true. Fucking blind ass motherfucker.
No, I appreciate everybody that listened in and heard me and whatever I had to say. So I appreciate that. And thank you.
So,
Gorilla, you will be sorely missed.
Gorilla, it's been real fun having you on the show.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you very much for showing up.
Thank you, gentlemen.
And did you just give him the woman's handshake?
Pretty much, he did. You mentioned that from the fucking emo dude? Come on.
All right.
I still got to deal with this motherfucker for another couple of days.
First off, let's give Matt props.
Okay.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we want to thank every single one of you who have been listening to us live and hanging out in our chat room. Say a big thank you to Chris 1019, Digital Diva, Kiss Freaks, Lips 106 FM, Skiz, Stinky Rock Colon, Toe. We want to give everybody Also, thank you very much, Gorilla, for being with us for the past few months as a co-host. You are going to be missed, but the number is 1-866-587-6257. Get that in your cell phone.
I will definitely call in and have sex with anybody that wants me to.
Hey, anal sex is immoral. Hey, don't forget, guys, you can always go to myspace.com/spankwagon. Go ahead and be our friend. We love you.
Yep. myspace.com/spankwagon. Don't forget to check us out online, spankwagon.net. I'm still working on the site revision. Some big changes coming in there
soon.
It's
coming, boys.
Just taking the gorilla off. Can you imagine that?
No,
actually, you know, we had this conversation.
We're doing a page of former hosts and current hosts, so you're cool. Again, I've been your host, Trencher.
Gorilla.
Oh, I'm the asshole, Murphy.
Right on.
And I'm Chief.
Thank you very much for listening. Tune in next week, and you will listen to... Wow, we got a new bit. I love a new
bit.
Awesome. Brad's got nuts.
Yes. I love his mouth.
All right. Everybody had a good
Digital
night.
Digital Diva says goodbye to Gorilla.
Thanks, Digital.
Did I call Digital Diva out on the Mad Props?
Yes, she did. By the way, before you go off the air, real quick, Mad Props and goodbye to you from Blue Buddha. She wanted me to tell you she is without a high-speed internet connection now and cannot say goodbye herself. She's really sad that she'll never get any more asparagus-tainted jizz from you.
I love you too, baby.
So, that's it. That's it for the week. Hey, all of you can go fuck yourselves.
Hey, this is Spank Wagon Radio. We're done.
See ya.
Nice. Little.